We're trying to stay alive, people.
Yeah. At this age, we got to keep going.
We got step counters, right?
That's it.
Viva Lifts by Garmin.
Let's give them a plug. All right.
By Garmin.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
By Garmin. Is yours a Garmin one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, keep moving. How many steps you got?
Well, let's see. I am at 27,112.
You did 27,112 steps today. I have my glasses on. Read mine.
16,297.
I'm coming up there. Yeah, I'm coming up there. All right.
Well, you know, we have some special guests tonight.
Yes, we do.
And let's get a shot of our distinguished.
Okay, I'll have a shot.
Yeah. No, actually, our distinguished director, producer, Mr. Ed Podolak.
Ed Podolak is in the house.
Can we hear Ed Podolak?
Hello, Kansas City.
Kansas City Chiefs.
He's got a, where's that Super Bowl ring? Get a picture there.
Everybody knows.
Super Bowl ring.
Everything else I have is
all right.
But not that ring. No, not that ring. Okay.
So,
well,
you all right?
Yeah, get the nitro out.
Oh, God, here we go. We're in Frisco, Texas tonight, everybody. Oh, and why are we this hyped up? Because we just, if you were watching, was that on? Was that on, producer?
Listening.
What?
Only listening. Only radio.
Oh, only listening. We're only listening to John Fogerty. Well, you should have been here and seen it because it was rocking. So we had John Fogerty open here tonight, and I got to tell you, one of my heroes. And
he is.
Tell him your story.
Well, I was on tour with him in 1971. God, that makes me old, doesn't it?
Yeah. Where did you go on tour? What were you doing?
I went with Mr. Tony Joe White.
Tony Pope.
He was the opening act for Creedence over in Europe.
You went to Europe?
Europe with him. And we went some, we had a good time.
Is this when you went to Germany?
I sure did.
All right. And you saw the sights.
I saw the sights, and I saw some leg kicks, and I saw a lot of things.
In Germany?
I was a young man, and I had a good time.
You had a good time opening for Creedence Clearwater?
That's it. Now we had a good time.
Well, I got to tell you, he hadn't missed a step. I thought I was the Energizer Bunny.
No,
John can go.
He can go. And so, he still can sing.
He's going to be with us in Detroit, too.
That's right.
We'll get him on the Bing and Bond show then. Right. But in the meantime,
we have a special guest.
We have a swamp creature here.
That's right.
Ooh, watch out. Gator got your granny.
The news of Louisiana.
The king.
The king of Jazz Fest.
The man who does Jazz Fest better than anybody else does Jazz Fest. Ladies and gentlemen,
Mr. Quint Davis.
Give it up for Quint Davis. Hey.
Come on in here,
Quint Davis.
Well, I heard this one's for you, tour. So I thought they might have meant me, that this one was for me. So I came to the tour.
Well, you're here.
Yeah. I'm here, and I'm supporting saving the pink dolphins up the Amazon in Brazil.
And
what comes out of the pink dolphins? Parrots.
Parrots come out of pink dolphins?
And here we are in Paratopia.
Paratopia.
About to do another great show.
That's it.
By the Bing and the Bong.
Well, this is your first Bing and Bong show.
This is my first ever Bing and Bong show.
Oh, so good, man.
Hey, hold him down. Hold him down. Security. Hey, security.
I think I may have done a bong show.
A bong.
But this might be my first Bing with the bong.
Well, let's talk about bongs if we want to, because we've known each other for a long time. Before Quint was the producer of the esteemed New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, he had a hippie shop, speaking of our music there, in New Orleans when I was a hippie. And the name of that shop was?
The Love Shop.
Give it up for the Love Shop.
What did you sell there?
We believed in love. Yeah. We sold posters and sandals and this stuff they call paraphernalia.
Bong.
I'm not sure what that was.
Okay.
Well, there might have been a bong.
There might have been a bong in there.
Well, when you lived there, did you ever happen to go by Quint's shop?
I did go by the shop because I was working on Bourbon Street and I was a young man of 18 and sprouting my little parrot wings down there on Bourbon Street.
That's true. Now, there's a woman on Bourbon Street who's on a trapeze. This
I
is,
knew you were
gonna... world famous, and she comes out the window of the club over Bourbon Street, over your head, and goes back in.
That's true.
That's all I got to say.
You don't know her name?
No, do you know her name?
I do.
What was her name, James?
Michelle.
Michelle.
Well, I might have been esteemed before, but this...
Well, I thought she was great in what she did. And then when I took my parents to see her show...
Yes.
They said, where does she work? And I said, right here. And I said, she'll be here in just a second. And as she swung out the window, my father was kind of in horror, but my mother went, she's cute.
She's cute? I can hear Pete saying that now.
Yeah.
She's cute?
But, you know, I mean, I was a young, impressionable boy like you were in Europe, so.
Well, I know.
Don't take me too deep, or I'm going to take you back to Hamburg.
No, I'm not
Hamburg.
Going anywhere. Then.
Hamburger in paradise.
But we are glad to have you here. Yeah, you've been a dear friend, and we had a great jazz fest this year.
Yeah.
Thank you for it was wonderful. I didn't play, but I had a good time. But we'll be back.
You went up with that one too, Sam, and sang, which was really meaningful for Jesse.
For Jesse
and then we had Savannah Buffett as the host of our television show. And I'm honored to be here tonight, and I intend to have a really good time. And I'm pacing myself well.
Really?
Drinking that tequila out of the bottle.
Where's that little... Where's that cream soda?
Drinking cream soda.
Wait a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen out there in Margaritaville TV land, this is the picture of a man pacing himself. Look at this. And model yourself after
model
this.
Model your behavior.
He's good.
And we're watching... Yeah.
Hi. My brother, Quint Davis. Let's give it up.
Bing and Bob. This one's for you.
We're going away.